like I said, we got to go out there and we all got to play better, period. You know, no matter who's at what position, we got to play better. Now, I think that'll help him a ton if we can take a lot of pressure on him by being able to run the ball a lot more effectively than we've done it. You know, we haven't done it too well the last couple of weeks.
I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You said that, you know, you think he'll hit the ground running when he gets in there. You still feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's been if one thing I can say about him is I think he's handled the whole situation from the beginning of the year to now. I think he's handled it great. And that part is a test of his background and his, I think, the way he was raised, just, you know, being patient and at the same time learning and studying and getting ready for his opportunity. His opportunity is now. And thing is, you can't look back on it once it starts, you know, and I really believe he's going to have a good day, and I think if the rest of us have a good day, he can have a great day, you know. And the object is to find a way to win the football game, and with his talents, you know. And I've thought this all along that we could win with him playing quarterback, but at the same time, I knew Jake was our quarterback, you know. And that's the key, because you don't expect one guy to take all snaps every year, so you just wonder, is that guy good enough to help us win games? And he's definitely good enough to help us win games. And now we'll see just how good he is. And he's done some good things since he's been here. He's, like I say, he has a calmness about him that, you know, I haven't seen in a while from a young guy playing that position in this system. And I think it bodes well for his skills.
How hard is a rookie in there for the stretch run?
What they got to do with anything? Ain't got nothing to do with it. He's going to have to play one day. You know, his day is now. So he's been waiting on it his whole life. You know, and I'm sure all you guys have been waiting on him because you've been talking about it since the day he got signed. So we'll see what happens. You know, my job is to actually go out there and try to make it as easy on it for him as possible, making sure that we can take a lot of pressure off of him. He doesn't feel he has to go out there and be a Superman. And he doesn't have to do that. We have a good enough football team to win some football games. And I think if we protect him from a mental standpoint, called physically, he's ready, man. He's ready to do it.
Rod, how hard is it been on Jake? John has said he had it real professionally, but obviously –
that you just said it. It's tough. I mean, hell, it's tough for me to watch him, you know, taking snaps at scout team. It's hard for me to watch that because I know what kind of competitor he is, and at the same time, he's there for Jay, and he's, you know, helping him through his reads and little things like that, and he's not, you know, he's not showing any bitterness, you know, toward the teammates or anything like that toward the situation. It is what it is. He didn't have control over it. He understands that. And at the same time, as a competitor that Jake is, and he's a highly competitive guy, you know, he wants to be up under center. You know, he feels he deserves that. And at the same time, right now, that's not the case. But, you know, you never know. Before it's over with, you know, he might be put back in the same situation. And as a team, we just have to go with who's there. You know, if I'm not in the game, we still have to play. There's always going to be 11 out there, and for us as players, we don't get the opportunity to decide which 11 we want, you know. So we just have to move forward and keep going. But I think he's done an excellent job, really, of handling the situation and just kind of dealing with it, because it's got to be a real tough situation.
Obviously, there's changes all over, different positions, but quarterbacks are all high-profile positions.
Can we talk about something else? I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Do you think that move has made other players look at themselves in the mirror? Because, you know, if the quarterback can change, I mean, you know, just about anything.
Man, everybody should feel that way anyway. You know, my job's at jeopardy every day I step on the football field if I'm not performing, period. You know, and I think that goes for everybody up and down the line. There's plenty of guys that play professional football, and somebody said, man, what happened to him? Man, what happened to him? You know, and you don't want to be one of those guys. And so you go out there and you work hard daily. You don't worry about what happened this week. You worry about what you're going to do today. And that's where I've done for 13 years in my career, and it's worked for me. So I got to keep that focus, but at the same time, I try to teach the other guys that this is the way you need to handle this situation as far as this business, because it is business, and they get to call the shots, they get to make decisions, and they're always trying to make the best decision for the group as a whole.
Is that why you cleaned off those crumbs off your lap in case coach was watching and he thought you weren't on top of your game?
What the hell are you talking about? Reggie, you see why I don't talk to you, Reggie? That's why I don't talk to Reggie. What do you want, Reggie?
Bill's
what do you
ask,
want? No, let
Bill's
him ask question, because he always come on Tuesday and try to ask me questions. What do you want?
What do you remember about your first game?
Nothing.
I remember something. You got a touchdown pass.
No,
against
I didn't.
Washington.
No, I didn't. That wasn't my first game.
Oh, that
game.
Was your first touchdown.
That was my first catch.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember nothing about my first game. I don't even remember who we played. Somebody told me one day, but I couldn't remember nothing about it. I know I didn't do nothing spectacular in it, so.
You remember being nervous?
I'm nervous now. What are you talking about? I mean, nervous is good. You don't want to go out there with being too cocky. And like I say, I think Jay is going to do an excellent job this week of not only being prepared, but making the right reads and making the throws that he needs to make and pulling the ball down, taking the sack when he has to take a sack, and not putting us in a bad situation. And that's all we can really ask for him. And if we don't run the football well, it don't matter who's their quarterback. Trust me, it's going to be a long day.
What is it going to take for it to get the running game uncorked?
The other 10 guys. The other 10 guys got to step up and say, you know what, this is my guy. He's not making a tackle. And you got to just – he's just man-to-man. Eventually, it becomes personal. You know, you got to take it personal that don't let your guy be the one to make the tackle. Leave our backs one-on-one with a guy, and if he makes a miss, then he's gone. You know, we haven't had that here in the last few weeks. It's been very disappointing for me. And like I say, I'm probably the only receiver in league history to ever want to run the football. But that's what makes our offense go. And you know, I think Tatum's back in there, and nothing against the other guys, but I think he has the ability to give us that threat that we need in the backfield. Thanks, man.